Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
Respecting the bell as we do. Welcome back to Crunch Time, final segment on a Wednesday. That means the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, ask if he's buying or selling the prospectus involved with those. Let's get right to it. Football isn't quite here for real yet, so this one's obviously going to be Olympic heavy. Let's start off with basketball, where apparently reports of their demise were greatly exaggerated as they're just boat racing Argentina right now. Earlier this week, actually, I think it was yesterday, DeAndre Jordan, he's been one of USA Basketball's most consistent players in these games. He's in the news for comments he made about the games in relation to the NBA. He's quoted as saying he thinks a gold medal ranks above an NBA title. Now, he obviously doesn't have an NBA title and plays for the Clippers, so thus will never have an NBA title. But he said he knew he'd catch heat for the comment, but he feels that because he's playing teams from all over the world and not just the U.S., that and because Olympic gold is crowned every 4 years compared to the O'Brien Trophy every year in the NBA, that it's more special to him. Essentially, the argument that glory for your country outweighs glory for your employer. Now, again, this is very easy for him to say because this is probably the thing he most has a shot at getting, so of course he's excited about it, and it's also the thing he's competing in right now, so to say it's not great would be silly. But the prospectus, you buy or sell Olympic gold outweighs an NBA title.
What's happening is emotion. He's in the moment now, and he's all gung-ho, and good for him. And what we're failing to see is he also signed just like a $130 million contract, so however it goes, he's going to be okay. But no. I'm as American as anybody. I'm older than most of you. In my 55 years, more than 45 following the NBA, the gold medal in the exact moment is awesome. Then we forget about it for 4 years. It's no contest. Sell that crap.
Last week, we had an absolute stunner when the U.S. women lost to Sweden in PKs in soccer. Hope Solo had her ridiculous comments after the game, and everyone went back to thinking she's the worst, which she is. But Sweden had never finished better than fourth place in the Olympics, and after beating Brazil in PKs yesterday, is going to play in its first final ever. Team USA got out-strategied, that's not really a word, and simply lost to an outmatched physically team and was sent home without a medal. Staying in women's sports, but moving to the beach, Kerry Walsh-Jenny and her string of partners over the years had been on an absolutely incredible run in the Olympics. Three straight golds, 26 straight wins in the games. She and April Ross lost to Brazil in the semifinals to end one of the most impressive streaks in all of sports. Now, some have said Brazil was the better team and should have won, but to end the 26-match win streak in a sport that doesn't compete very often is still impressive, should be looked at as an upset. But which one is bigger? The prospectus. Women's beach volleyball was a bigger upset than women's soccer.
First of all, it wasn't the Swedish women's national team coached by the former American coach.
Swedish.
Yeah, who'd I say?
Yes, they were.
What was her name? Pia Stonehenge or something?
Really don't
One of the great henges of all time.
You just made that up.
Beach volleyball, I'm not even going to allow it to rate. An upset of Team USA soccer right now rates much more. So that would be a sell.
Not even 24 hours after Alex Rodriguez played his final game in New York, we got news that the Miami Marlins were going to shut down Giancarlo Stanton for the season due to injury, and that the Marlins were a sure thing to be going after A-Rod to fill his role the rest of the way. After all, A-Rod a Miami guy, the Marlins aren't a contender and likely could have sold some more tickets with him on the marquee, and he could have gone out essentially in front of hometown fans instead of New York fans, whose approval didn't always seem genuine. Yeah, I hit a home run and I'll cheer, anything else and you're a bum. The 300 or so Marlin fans that attend every home game probably would have cheered him on anyways, but his publicist quickly shot down those rumors saying A-Rod was content to chill with his family and work on his dad bod. But there's a lot of season left, a lot of potential money on the table, and that chance to go out where you played high school baseball, basically. seems pretty tempting. The prospectus, you buy or sell that A-Rod is actually retired?
Oh, that's a good question. First of all, Miami might be his home, but it's also the home to Biogenesis, so not necessarily the best memories there.
Easy access, man.
He'll go through the offseason. Somebody will be desperate. I really don't buy he's done. I'm going to sell that too.
You think he's going to come back like next year?
I think he's coming back in April.
Wow.
Somebody's going to say, who are we kidding? If at least for a couple months, we'll have people counting down 696, 7. But and one of the reasons I don't think he's playing now, I don't think he could play now. He just can't play. Get it?
So like if he takes a rest and comes back,
yeah,
he'll be better?
Maybe.
Interesting.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
For some reason yesterday, Art Briles was invited to attend Houston Texans practice, and for some reason he agreed to speak to reporters, and in his ramblings he stated that he never did anything illegal, immoral, or unethical. For some reason, nobody interviewing him mentioned any of the laundry list of things he did at Baylor that were illegal, immoral, and unethical, which after all is the reason he is no longer currently employed as the head football coach at Baylor. He has been quoted as saying he's looking forward to his next opportunity in coaching, which sounds insane seeing as the way he went out at Baylor, but depressingly, it might not be. Ben Kirchvall of CBS Sports wrote a story today saying that people will be shocked how quick someone hires him, that like with anything else, people's attention spans will be short, he'll get hired, and people will forget all about it. Briles has said he thinks he'll be hired next year, and Kirchvall basically reluctantly agreed. Steve, you know how college football works. Attention spans and shock and outrage are short-lived if you can win football games. The prospectus, Art Briles will be a head coach in 2017.
For the 2017, now is this an FBS head coach?
Yes.
I think that the tidal wave of hate and what you're seeing, the protest for BYU possibly joining the Big 12, he at this point is too much of a headache. He would have to be hired by around January. I'm going to sell that. I'm not saying he's done as an FBS head coach, but there's still too much to be unearthed in Waco to think he's less than a year away from resuming his career. I'm selling that too.
Back to the Olympics to close out. The U.S. women's gymnastics team is statistically the best to ever grace the mat. 9 gold medals is the most ever for one games. 4 of those gold medals came from Simone Biles. It would have been 5 if not for a slip-up on the balance beam where she only got a bronze. So that makes 5 medals in these Olympics. Shannon Miller still holds the U.S. record with 7 overall medals. 2 gold, 2 silver, 3 bronze. She took part in the 92 Barcelona Games and was the veteran on the 96 Magnificent 7 team in Atlanta. Back to Biles. She is 19 years old, was a 3-time defending world champion heading into the games, and will look to defend her title in the vault, floor exercise, individual, and team all-arounds in Tokyo in 2020. That will likely be her last games as she'd be 23. For reference, Miller was the veteran at 19 in 1996.
Oh, geez.
Now, Larissa Latinina of the Soviet Union won a total of 19 medals and 9 golds in 3 Olympics in the 50s and 60s. Her last games also Tokyo, oddly enough, in 64. So she'll likely be out of reach even for Biles. But the prospectus, Simone Biles will go down as the best American gymnast ever.
I don't even think there's a lot of question there. There's been great moments. Mary Lou Retton, the first to win the individual all-around gold. Carrie Shrug, the legendary one-foot landing carried off by Bela Karoly. But by the numbers, the performance, the unique way that she actually did perform, I'm going to stop the trend and buy that one.